filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up. All you Walking Dead fans on the East Coast, welcome back to the show. You ain't hiding from me. I'm a fan, too. Hey, I don't blame you. You know, jump off and watch the dead and then come back. I get it. I understand how that works. I'm a big fan. The monitors in the Armed American Radio studio are lit up. One of them is on Fox News. And I glance up and I notice our friend Anthony Cumia is on the Gutfeld show. Anthony is the former half of the Opie and Anthony show. You might remember Anthony has been a guest on this program, loves what we talk about, and I'm looking forward to having him back. So let me jump right into Neil McCabe, who helps arrange these things from time to time. Neil, Anthony is up on my monitor here, on one of the monitors here in the Armed American Radio studios. We need to get him back on the show.
Very good. I'm on it.
Consider that done, huh? You got the contact there.
I'll tell you, talking to the guys on who do sort of that kind of work for him, he loves being on the show, and and I think we had him on for a full hour the last time he was on.
We did. We were cutting up the rug with him, man. It was funny because we're of very like minds, you know. The difficulty we have is I can't really cut as loose with him as I would like to because he's on internet now. And he can say things and do things on internet that we can't say and do here.
Well, I'll share some insider dope. One of the things that his people really appreciated about his time on the show with you, Mark, is that when they try to book him in other places, he needs to prove that he can stay away from the blue material and avoid any kind of finable moments. And so actually the tape of his segments with you, Mark, are actually part of his package when he tries to promote his TV show and other things going on.
Well, that's good to know because he's a great guy. He's a huge, huge supporter of the right to keep and bear arms. And if you don't listen to him, give him a listen. What is it, anthonycumia.com, isn't it? Let's give him a plug.
Yeah, and it's a web show. It's on Monday through Thursday, and it is an absolute scream. And for people who are familiar with Opie and Anthony, a lot of the people from Opie and Anthony, those sort of the regulars, also Ron Bennington from the Ron and Fez show, and other people in sort of the New York area. He has a lot of journalists on. You wouldn't think so, but it's actually a very thought-provoking program, and he just doesn't like spout off about guns. He actually understands all of the intellectual underpinnings, and I really believe he enjoys sort of that back and forth because he's a very bright guy.
Yeah, he understands the Second Amendment ain't about hunting, folks, and all of you new listeners on 1260 AM The Buzz up in Massachusetts. As we say down south, we're fixing to take you in a direction here. Bless your hearts, that you might not want, it might be uncomfortable for you, but we have to do it. And I think those of you who, Neil's laughing, you'll get it. You'll understand why we have to go there. This is Armed American Radio, and we don't pull any punches. I have a very close friend of mine on the other line, and an individual who you will hear from time to time host this program in my app. Well, actually, not this program, but the weekend program. He's certainly capable of handling this program. It just hasn't been necessary to this point over the last 7 years yet. But he has handled for me the daytime show, Monday through Friday, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, in my absence, when the travel gods get me. You know, the travel gods get you. You got to fly from Armed American Radio Ranch, AAR Ranch, out to Phoenix, you know, to do a speaking engagement or something like that, and you know, you might be in the air when the program is broadcasting, and we refuse to give you recorded. You get live material here. We will not run you a best. We've never done it. We've got plenty of it to do, but we've never done it. But the guy that sits in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in my absence, he does a great job, is Lee Michaels from AM 1280 The Patriot, our great affiliate up in the Twin Cities, WWT. TC. I think that Twin Cities. Doesn't that TC stand for Twin Cities, Lee?
As far as you know, Mark.
I thought maybe those dopey liberals might go, oh, yeah, Twin Cities, WWTC.
Let me jump in. I heard you with the gun writer last week talking about the Florida Sheriff's Association.
Oh, yeah.
And which is in the FSA is absolutely out of control. They're out of control the way these potentates run each county, and it's like a journalist could spend the rest of their career just hanging out looking at what these sheriffs are up to in each of their counties, and then when they get together statewide, they're really, really a juggernaut to be messed with.
We're going to play some of that again. I want to get your opinion on the tape I'm going to play, and I want to get Lee's, too. Lee, great to have you here, brother. It really is. We also want to talk about, you took some great firearms training today, training that I've actually taken, so we can converse back and forth about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before you took the training that you took at Gander Mountain and from the Pincus-related, from Rob Pincus-related stuff, so did you happen to look and look up any of the classes? What made you turn down the classes or not attend the Everytown for Gun Safety classes?
Well, I wanted the best training possible, and you know what Rob does and ICE and the combat focus training and what they offered at Gander's, they call it the dynamic focus training, and Mike and Earl were the instructors, and they were actually out at the combat focus shooting big out in Arizona when you were out there, Mark. So
yeah, they were, and I wanted to play a little bit with that, but I don't want to bring you guys into it too much because that's what I do. But of course, every town for gun safety doesn't have any gun safety training classes. And
not.
You know, you and I talk about all the time, Lee, you know, when I'm up there doing the show at the fair or wherever else, when you and I are actually at a range broadcasting Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from a gun range, and we sit and we ponder, every town for gun safety. What does that mean, gun safety?
It should be every town for gun confiscation. I mean, they are who...
Because you get it.
Put it, the un-Americans.
You get it. The un-Americans, and you get it. Gun safety is teaching the safe handling and training the safe handling, storage, and marksmanship with a firearm. That's what safety is. That's what gun safety is. Gun safety, to the un-Americans, is code words for confiscation. Now, at some point in time, we're going to get them to man up, and we're going to get it out of them what they're really talking about, because nothing they propose would work without taking your firearms. Nothing. Background checks? How's that working out for you, Oregon, your new expanded background checks? How about those background checks that every other murderer passed? Want to expand them? They already did. Neil, they continue to pass them. They continue to pass them, and murderers continue you to kill. What does that tell us?
Yeah, well, it tells you that politicians, the only thing they're really dealing with is we have to do something, and it doesn't really matter if it works or not. How many of us, Lee, have heard politicians tell us off the record or in background, yeah, I know this isn't going to have any effect. I know this is going to make things worse, but
We have to do something. Hey, Lee. Speaking of politicians doing things, you guys have waged battles for your gun rights up in Minnesota for a long time.
Absolutely.
And it's always the restoration of rights that we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, and also fighting to make sure that those rights aren't eroded. You get these politicians who get in, and just like we were talking about, they say we have to do something. So they're looking at ways to put in or slip in legislation, hoping that it goes unnoticed, which is, again, why we have so many great organizations throughout every state in this country that are the grassroots people who know about this and are there informing us and allowing us to stand up and have our word, have our voice be heard, so they can't slip this legislation through.
And to close, Sean, how much time do I have left in this segment? About a minute? A little bit less than a minute. If you would, Lee, in less than a minute, tell Boston, 1260 AM, the Buzz listeners in Massachusetts, why our gun rights, we have 30 seconds, are important. You know a little bit about it. We've got 30 seconds. You can knock it out real quick.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, our Second Amendment. gives us, says our rights shall not be infringed, but it is so important because that's what's going to defend our First Amendment and every other amendment we have. And it's one of those things that we have a right to that is in our Constitution, and we do need to stand strong for that and not let it be eroded.
It ain't about hunting, Massachusetts. I'm gonna take you to the break with that. The Second Amendment ain't about hunting. Remember that. Repeat that during the break. And when we come back, I'm going to read you some piece. I'm going to quote you some of a piece from a Massachusetts gun owner who has no problem with his rights being infringed. In fact, he'll sign up for more infringements. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom today here on this Monster Cast and every single day of the week. Annoying and un-American gun grabber somewhere every day of the week, and I couldn't be more proud to do that. I'm not going to read this entire email here, but I want to read just a little bit of it, the top line and the ending, only to give you an idea of the listener to this program. I won't give you his name either because of what he does, but Mark, hello again to you and Sean. I'm an attorney in Arkansas and was listening to your Daily Defense show on Friday. I have to say that I'm greatly intrigued and concerned about the statements that you and Lee Williams were discussing about the Florida Sheriff's Association's statements and stance on open carry, particularly the notion that the spokesman Bob Galtieri made, quoting, "What I am against is the unreasonable and unnecessary display of firearms," unquote, and continuing, "There is no right being infringed upon. Everyone has the right to carry a firearm concealed." Now, the letter writer goes in to detail about some cases that I'm not going to go into here. It's a little bit too in-depth and a little bit out of the realm of what we were talking about. But let me go back to close. He says, "Please allow me to close by saying that I personally would not open carry even if the option was open to me, because I believe that gives criminals a clear understanding of who to take out first. This is not, however, a question of what I or anyone else would personally do. Rather, this is a question about a person's constitutional right to keep and bear arms and a person's fundamental right to self-preservation. If we're going to be as protective as we are of a person's right to self-expression," which is what he was alluding to in the case above, "it only seems logical that we should be at least as protective of a person's right to self-preservation. Thank you, Mark, for taking the time to read my rambling. God bless you, Sean, and all of your guests and listeners. The fight is hard and the road is long, but fight and march on. We must carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club." I'm going to reach out to him in response and see if I can't bring him on the show. He's an attorney. I would like to cover some of the ground, but that's the quality, Lee Michaels, of the listeners to Armed American Radio and the fact that they're paying attention to that degree.
I absolutely agree. I mean, when I filled in for you, Mark, I mean, everybody, the correspondence and the feedback we get, smart people who understand our rights. And, you know, in Minnesota, we can open carry and have concealed carry. And to me, they should be able to be one and the same. I mean, the right, whether you choose to open carry or choose to carry concealed, to me, it seems crazy that you would have states or have laws that would oppose one or the other. That seems to me, kind of infringing. But again, I agree, it should be your personal choice to decide what you prefer to do.
Interestingly, Neil, let's get you to jump in here, too. He mentions that if the option were open to him to open carry, which, by the way, it is in Arkansas. There's some debate about that now, fodder for another show. But he believes gives criminals a clear understanding of who to take out first. That's a debate we're all willing to have, whether or not open carry as a tactic is a good tactic. That's the debate. Hey, believe me, I've been on both sides of that fence. I've been attacked from our own side for, you know, some of my positions on that. I openly carry my guns. I was openly carrying my guns, Neil, all weekend in the North Georgia mountains as I was going through some of the fall festival things with my family. Glock 17 on my hip, wide open. No one's ever said anything to me other than this: thanks for carrying that, and thanks for standing up for our rights when you carry that. I've had a lot of people say that. I've never had anybody go, "Oh, look, honey, he's got a gun."
It's basically, you know, there's such thing as advice and there's such thing as a law, but you run into problems when you take somebody's advice and make it a law. I mean, you know, those people who want to choose, those people who choose to carry, they're taking on a tremendous responsibility, not only for themselves, but for the people around them. And there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable with that. And there are people who don't want to be a target. But, you know, there are Americans, I don't know if I can phrase this eloquently, but they're saying, hey, if there's going to be a target, let it be me and not someone else. And And so, you know, that it's interesting, you know, that you could read that and that people can have an honest discussion about it without it descending into sort of, you know, mudslinging and everything else. It's possible to have these discussions. But then don't make one side or the other a law.
Well, you know, I've been in the mudslinging trenches with those who were, you know, tossing it back and forth because of my position. You know, if you say, you know, open carry as a tactic, there are people on your own side that come after you about that. And that's a discussion that I think that's a great discussion to have. I'm willing to have that discussion. The fact is, I'll quote Massad Ayoub, the godfather of self-defense in America and the author of In the Gravest Extreme. If you've never read the book, read the book, buy the book, Google it, Amazon, get it. You know, it's a little bit dated as far as the tools in the book, but the tactics are just timeless. You need to read the book, In the Gravest Extreme. And Massad has said on this program many times, I believe open carry should be the law of the land. It should be legal in all 50 states. Having said that, I don't believe it's the smartest tactic. That's Massad Ayoub, who says that actually just like that. So if you want to argue that, that's a great argument. I'm willing to have it. But the letter is a testament to the quality of people who read, who write in here. And if Boston listeners on 1260 The Buzz, if you want to reach out to me, give me your point of view on any of this, particularly what we're about to talk about now, a Massachusetts gun owner who is perfectly comfortable with gun control, then reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Also, on Twitter, @AARMark. And let me tell you something. For all of you Twitter users, head over and follow @AARMark, and you're going to be involved in a giveaway beginning actually tonight. Anybody that follows Twitter today, on over the course of the next 2 weeks, is going to be in the running for a giveaway that it's going to include a membership, a fan pack, a holster pack. It will be worth hundreds of dollars. So head over to follow @AARMark. You can begin doing that right now, and we'll know who you are. A gun owner who is perfectly comfortable with gun control, Lee. And the individual's name is Lawson Clark. Here's what he states. As the debate over gun control churns in the wake of another horrific mass shooting, I'd like to take a moment to present the step-by-step process by which I became a licensed gun owner in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Boston listeners, you will be very familiar with this. I have 30 seconds to set this up. When we come back, we'll discuss it. Step one, enroll in a 4-hour safety course registered with the state. Step two, joined a properly licensed gun club to demonstrate he was merely interested in hunting and recreational shooting, merely interested in hunting and recreational shooting. God forbid he want to save his own skin. Step three, I then visited my local police station where he presented his application, certification, letter from the gun club, said his membership was in good standing. Step four, along with the paperwork, paid $100. Step five, sat through a face-to-face interview with a cop. Step six, photo and fingerprints were taken. Step seven, made an appointment to the police firing range. Step 8, waited 30 days. Step 9, his Class A license arrived. Step 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. We'll be back to go over all of them. Infringements, we'll be back.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I'm Jan Mark Hill, helping you understand the time.
Speaking out for truth will be controversial. It'll get you into trouble. John the Baptist, he spoke out against Herod. It cost him his head, didn't it?
The prophet Ezekiel warns that if a watchman is placed in a position to call attention to impending danger and doesn't do it, he will be held accountable by God. The church is that watchman today. God has placed the church in a position to teach and warn about the danger of immorality to our families and to our nation. The church wants to be accepted by the culture, but that is not what God set the church in motion to do. The church is to tell the story of salvation and to teach people the difference between right and wrong. Many churches have sold out to the culture by embracing the cultural issues of our day. For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-581-5369. That's 1-800-581-5369.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-581-5369. That's 1-800-581-5369.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-941-5689. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-941-5689. That's 1-800-941-5689. 1-800-941-5689.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference.
That nagging pain in my lower back? Gone instantly thanks to the Good Feet Supports.
The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress.
I tried the Good Feet Arch Support System, and my hip pain is gone, went away.
Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
I could never do a knee bend. Now I can do a knee bend. I'm working out, and it's just wonderful.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. That's 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I was telling you about Massachusetts and the infringements. He calls them steps. I call them infringements. Enrolled in a class, joined a properly licensed gun club to demonstrate he was merely interested in hunting and recreational shooting, visited the police station, presented application, firearm safety certificate, and a letter from his gun club stating his membership was in good standing. Okay. Step four, along with the paperwork, had to pay a $100 application fee. Imagine that. Step five, sat through a face-to-face interview with a cop, submitted to a preliminary background check. Step six, my photo and fingerprints were taken and filed digitally with the Massachusetts State Police, along with the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health and the National Criminal Records Database. Step 7, made an appointment at the police firing range on Moon Island in Boston Harbor to demonstrate his proficiency with a firearm in front of a state trooper, of nonetheless. Of course, have to do that. Step 8, waited approximately 30 days for his license to be approved. Step 9, Class A license to carry arrived in the mail. Step 10, visited a nearby gun store, which by law is registered with the BATF, as well as the Massachusetts Firearms Records Bureau. After presenting his license to the clerk, he was then allowed to browse the inventory. Is that a license to browse, Massachusetts? Okay. Step 11. I selected my very first firearm, a 30-30 Winchester Model 94, a tried-and-true staple of New England deer hunting. There's that hunting thing again. Infringement number 12, while in the store, I submitted to yet another background check, this time over the phone with the FBI. Step number 13, waited 3 days. Step number 14, returned to the store and picked up his Winchester 3030, effectively adding my name to the list of over 250,000 legal gun owners in Massachusetts. From start to finish, the entire process took several months. Let me tell you, Lee Michaels, how we go about getting a permit down here in old Redneck, Georgia. We go to the probate court, fill out a piece of paper, hand it to the clerk with $72, and she looks it over. It's a one page. You just fill out the page. She looks it over, takes your $72, walks you around the corner, takes your picture, says, "Thank you, have a great day." And 10 days later, your little driver's license-like permit shows up in the mail. It's that simple. Now, I guessed, Lee, that this guy was a good little Democrat who didn't mind being infringed when I realized that this was a piece that was put out on the Trace, Bloomberg's money-grubbing $50 million every town for gun safety, you know, phony un-American, you know, news masquerading as news site. And lo and behold, I was right. How did I know I was right? Because I found the guy's Twitter feed, and the first tweet I saw was, "Oh my God, I made it into a right-wing gun blog." Lee.
You gotta laugh.
I'm sorry, Boston listeners, but this is ludicrous. And these are not steps, Boston. These are infringements. Go ahead, Lee.
Absolutely. I mean, here in Minnesota, it's you take your permit to carry class. You take that certificate down to the county sheriff. You pay your $100, and within 30 days, no more than 30 days, they send you your permit in the mail if you pass the background check. It's that easy. But I'd even say, Neil can probably attest to this too. Some of this comes down to when you hear this hunting things. Here in Minnesota, we've got avid hunters. A lot of them have a D behind their name.
Sure.
So, you know, that common sense gun stuff that you hear that side say. But we've kind of lost the education battle. I mean, when they talk about the muskets and what the founding fathers really were talking about, it was, you know, they needed their muskets for hunting and things like that. It wasn't. You look at what the founding fathers did. That Second Amendment is to protect ourselves from the government. That's what they were just dealing with. The hunting really had nothing to do with the Second Amendment. And so they want to tie that in, so they blur history, which makes it easier for them to pass their gun laws to eventually try to confiscate our guns.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Neil, quickly, before I go to you, I wanted to repeat what Lee just said, and that is the entire takeaway from this. Really, there's a lot of takeaways. There's 14 takeaways, actually. Each of the what he calls steps, which I refer to as infringements, are takeaways from this. But one in particular, and that is to demonstrate that I was. Let me just quote him. What did he say? He joined a properly licensed. Everybody's licensed. These Democrats have no problem being licensed for everything. To demonstrate he was merely interested in hunting and recreational shooting. The founding fathers were not interested in hunting and recreational shooting. The Second Amendment ain't about hunting. Lee.
It isn't. I mean, it's pretty clear, but we've kind of lost this battle, you know, in the education system as they're, you know, want to rewrite the Second Amendment. You've talked about stories like that in the past, Mark, to blur that line, and it becomes about hunting, and therefore you can have your guns for hunting, but heaven forbid you should need one to protect yourself or your family, that we can't be having that.
Now you're from Massachusetts.
Historically, people in Massachusetts, you know, by 1740, 1750, they weren't hunting for food. You know, they were all farmers or they were fishermen, but there was nobody. You know, they would go out to get a turkey maybe for a big dinner or something, but you know, in the main, all that stuff was being raised on farms and cultivated, and so the only reason you'd have a weapon is defend yourselves against the Native Americans who might be on the warpath, or later on to basically defend yourself against the government. And remember, you know, when the French and Indians were coming down, in the 1750s, 1760s, that was like real action. That was like, there were like real raids on real villages, and people needed to be armed to defend their farms and their family and themselves. I mean, that's, you know, the mindset of the Constitution. I mean, they're only 30 and 40 years away from the French and Indian raids from Quebec.
The history, he tries to remind us of Massachusetts history. Let me read a paragraph here. Some vocal conservatives are quick to accuse Massachusetts of being a bastion for the liberal elite who are grossly out of touch with the fundamentals of the Second Amendment. Well, based on the 14 infringements I just read, I would have to agree that were true. That's me, going back to quoting the piece. It seems they've forgotten this is where the shot heard around the world was fired in the name of independence, where simple colonists in 1775 formed a militia and rose up in arms against a formidable force of British Army regulars. Then he says, "You're welcome, by the way." Dude, I ain't thanking you. And let me tell you something. If it were up to you at that time, he clearly, Lee, you can give us a history lesson here. We've discussed it many times. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the shot heard around the world was fired in defense of gun confiscation by the British, who were coming to take what? At Lexington
guns.
And Concord.
Guns. Take away the arms. Plain and simple.
Neil?
Well, yeah, and you know, just to back it up quickly, September of 1774, the British Army marched on Charleston, what is now Somerville, and they seized guns and ammunition and other material from a powder house that was owned by Nathan Tufts, for whom Tufts University is named. But in 1774, the British took the guns, and the Americans who were there just sort of watched it and let it happen. Something happened over the winter, so that by April of 1775, they said no, and they made a stand. They made a stand at Lexington Green, and then they made a stand at the Old North Bridge in Concord. And I would suggest that that's that moment when you stop being a colonial and you start being an American. But it absolutely was about seizing guns. And, you know, Mike Bloomberg in 1775, you know, when he hears that the British Army is going out to seize the guns, he's like saying, great, huzzah.
Yeah. Huzzah. Exactly. All right, Neil, we got to stop you there. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, there's a comment at the end of this column that's absolutely brilliant. I'll read it to you. Then we'll move on to another topic. Armed American Radio continues.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Yeah, these Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a beautiful thing. AM 1260 Boston, AM 1260 The Buzz. An honor to be here with you today and every day of the week, starting right now. What a privilege and honor that is. I was reading to you the piece about the gun owner, let's just call it what it is, the liberal Democrat socialist, that's what they call themselves now, gun owner, who doesn't mind being infringed. Liberal Democrat socialists don't mind being infringed. It's part of being a liberal Democrat socialist. Infringe, go ahead. And I said nobody was thanking me. There's a comment at the bottom of the page that says, simple colonists in 1775 formed a militia and rose up in arms against a formidable force of British Army regulars. You're welcome, by the way. And the commenter says, no one is thanking you, Mr. Clark. The shot heard round the world you refer to was fired in response to the British government, the ruling in place authority at the time, coming to take colonials' guns. But you offer no such resistance. In fact, your opinion here, to give control of arms over to the rulers, would have secured your place as a loyal British subject, a Tory. We thank the Massachusetts patriots, not King George's misguided sycophants. The revolution wasn't won because of people like you. The revolution was won despite people like you. Neil, care to comment?
I just think it's absolutely correct. And heaven help us if... You know, we've reached that tipping point where most Americans are willing to roll over and not defend their rights. Not just this rights, but other rights, you know. What are we going to do then? I mean, it's almost game over.
Lee, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Neil that, again, that Second Amendment helps defend our First Amendment and all the other amendments against the government and any of those that would infringe those rights. And, you know, going back to Massachusetts and all those infringements, how many of the bad guys are going through, they don't even get to step one. Those do absolutely nothing. I mean, we've said this 1,000 times on these programs, Mark, and Neil, you talked about it too, that, you know, the bad guys don't go through any responsible measure to get their firearm. Any law, any infringement like that is basically only applies to law-abiding citizens.
Anyway, and Boston's a fairly small city now. It probably has about 500,000. It was a lot higher, say 30, 40 years ago. But even a relatively small size city like Boston, compared to other sort of capitals and things, there are whole neighborhoods that the police have abandoned, and there are streets that you absolutely do not walk on, and the guns that are on those streets and the guns that are in those neighborhoods had nothing to do with a background check or a gun show or anything else that these common sense people tell us to be careful about.
Yeah, that's a that whole piece is fascinating, really, for a lot of different reasons. I wish we had time to dig into all of them, but we don't, unfortunately. I enjoyed reading the comments. Reading some of the comments can be difficult sometimes, but you can gain a perspective, particularly if it's the comments are in a liberal publication. You can see where the mindset is of the people who are reading, and it's quite interesting to read some of the what we would take away as more conservative comments coming from someone like this individual whose name on here seems legit. Calling them misguided sycophants was something that would be, I guess, is as far as I'm concerned, is an accurate description, Neil, simply because that means somebody who's trying to act in a way towards somebody to make them seem like they're in agreement or to try to get something from that person.
Oh, yeah, you've absolutely nailed it. And just to do a callback to Spike Lee. Spike Lee, I think, when he was talking about Rahm Emanuel, was trying to defend the First Amendment, and I'm sure that's what was in his head. And he ended up inadvertently defending the Second, which goes to Lee's point, that all these rights are important, and they're all connected.
Lee, jump in here.
Yeah, well, obviously they are all connected, because you don't have a First Amendment without the Second Amendment to help back it up. Because if the government does decide to come back at for your freedom of speech or your freedom of press or your freedom of religion, how are the people going to oppose that? Well, that's why the Second Amendment is there, and so on and so forth. So it is absolutely a right, and we've seen this, more and more places as they try to pass these common sense laws that do nothing but hurt the law-abiding citizen.
But we have to do something, and what's wrong with everybody having health care?
Yeah.
In the essence of time, guys, Sean, do we have that Florida Sheriff's Association clip? Guys, let me set this up quickly for you, get your opinion as we close out this show. The Florida Sheriff's Association, a very powerful organization, about a year ago was coming out in opposition to a pro-gun bill that was working its way through the legislature. It doesn't matter what the bill was about. What matters is what the Florida Sheriff's Association said about it. And why it's important is because their spokesperson, their legislative director, is now Pinellas County, St. Petersburg area's acting sheriff, is now their legislative director at the Florida Sheriff's Association, coming out in opposition to the open carry bill working its way through the legislature today as we speak. His comments were, well, open carry isn't a right. Concealed carry, though, is a right, and I support that. Now, keep in mind, he's speaking officially on behalf. Every time he opens his mouth at his position, he is speaking on behalf of the Florida Sheriff's Association. Listen to what that same Sheriff's Association said in opposition to another pro-gun bill last year. Sean, go ahead.
So on behalf of the Florida Sheriffs, we oppose the bill as drafted.
Of course you do.
Florida Sheriffs support Second Amendment rights for Florida citizens. And we affirm our ongoing support for Florida citizens to responsibly own firearms. We understand this is a very passionate and important debate. But, in our opinion, there is a difference between owning a firearm and carrying one concealed on your person. Owning a firearm is a right. Carrying it concealed is a privilege. And it is a
Stop right there. Neil, let me start with you real quick, and we'll turn it over to Lee. The Florida Pinellas County Sheriff said, talking out both sides of his mouth now, because now the open carry is getting ready to go. Now all of a sudden, well, we better agree with concealed carry and call it a right. But open carry isn't. And you just heard the spokesperson say, owning a gun is a right. carrying it is a privilege, particularly concealed. Neil, quickly.
Real quick, I am just so tired of this sort of dual universe of rights and privileges in America. It seems to me that we have the right to a lot of things, and this country is, the whole purpose of this country is to get rid of special privilege. So I don't even know why we still talk about it, but it's a huge rhetorical ambush for anybody who even wades into the rights versus privilege conversation.
Unbelievable. Lee, I'm going to have to give you, got 5 seconds. Go for it, brother. We're at the end.
I agree with Neil. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Lee Michaels, AM 1280, The Patriot, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Tune in to him. You'll love AM 1280, The Patriot, our great affiliate in Minneapolis. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, my political analyst, good friend, and on-air correspondent for One America News Network. Thank you, Neil, and for everything both of you guys do to help advance our right to keep and bear arms, and here on this show. It means a lot to all of us. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense picks it up again tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.